Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. More than 40 years ago, the Limberlost Review was born as a literary journal that included poetry, essays, as well as interviews. In 1986, the Review faded to be replaced with publications of poetry. Rick and Rosemary Artinger, they were the publishers of the Limberlost Review. Well, they decided it was time to bring the publication back, and the new 280-page anthology features poetry, fiction essays, artwork, and other personal writings by award-winning contributors. And Rick Artinger is joining me live in studio to talk more about this new review. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Gemma. Good to be here.
So first, there may be numerous people that may not be familiar with the original Limberlost Review. So tell me exactly what it was.
Well, Limberlost was a little magazine of the 1970s. It started in 1977. It was one of kind of born out of that the Mimeo magazine revolution. A lot of it had poetry, fiction, a lot of different creative writing, you know, from all over.
And you and your wife basically published this out of your garage, right?
Yes, it was just a project that we did for many years, paid for it with the grocery money. And anyway, we did the, in addition to the review, which was really kind of a magazine with a lot of different contributors, we decided to winch into our garage turned studio. We winched in some old letterpress equipment and learned how to set type, lead type, and we started to letterpress books. And so we've got away from the from the review and focused on publishing collections of poetry by a lot of different people.
And during that time, you moved from the East Coast to Pocatello as well when you were still publishing the review. Did the tone of your review change going from the East Coast to the West Coast?
I definitely think so, yes. Soon after we moved here in 1977, we got to meet some people who work out here, some poets out here, people like
some of those cowboy poets,
Bill
things
Studebaker
like that.
And Geno Skye, and people who really kind of incorporated the landscape, incorporated where the landscape was kind of a presence in their work, you know, and I really got to it really made an impression. On us and really kind of made it kind of influenced the kind of literary journal that we wanted to put together.
I'm speaking with Rick Artinger. He is the co-editor of the new 2019 Limberlost Review. And why bring it back now? Especially in this day and age of electronics, right? Of everything being at your fingertips like that.
Right. I'm at the stage in my life when I have, over the years, we've published the books of small books of poetry, but I retired as director of the Idaho Humanities Council about just about a year ago.
You say you were bored?
So I have time. I have time to work on things at just about every day. And the review was really kind of an interesting thing I always wanted to bring back. There's surprisingly few literary journals anymore. Paper literary journals in the West, and Rosemary has always enjoyed working with kind of a community of writers. It's kind of like the people that we have invited to be in this edition of the new Limberlost are many of them we know, and it's really kind of a virtual community that we. I want people to, some of the writers, to talk to each other about the work that they're reading, things like that.
And there's a specific theme with this new review, the Intermountain West.
Well, we call it a literary anthology of the Mountain West. And even though there are contributors that will be from all over the country. I think there will be a primary focus in this one, of course, and in the next editions, where we really kind of celebrate the work of people from the Intermountain mm-hmm. West, from the Mountain West, and there are people working here from people by people from, you know, from Oregon and Nevada and New Mexico, mm-hmm. Idaho.
Talk to me about some of the contributors in the book.
Well, some of the contributors, Mary Clearman Blue, who taught for many years. She's born and bred in Montana. She's a novelist. She taught at the University of Idaho for many years. Robert Wrigley, award-winning poet, who also was at the University of Idaho for many years. We've got an interview with Clay Morgan of Boise.
Okay.
And Clay is an old friend. He's a novelist. And
he's married to Barbara Morgan, the astronaut, too.
Exactly. And he and I are good friends and get together often and brainstorm a lot of different things. And actually, this review kind of boiled up out of conversations that it was time to really revive something like this. Nancy Takas, a Utah poet,
So what would make this appealing to maybe someone of a younger generation? Because I think when we look at people who came of age in the 70s, the 80s, you know, we didn't have the internet. I shouldn't say we, I'm not that old, folks. But there wasn't, I just want to make that clear. No, but there wasn't the internet. I mean, you literally had to have books. You had to have encyclopedias. I mean, my kids don't even know what an encyclopedia is.
Right.
So what makes something like this appealing?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of the small press was always kind of like an underground kind of thing. It's different from, say, a university press, which has the cachet of and the financial security mm-hmm.
Of a university.
Of a university that underwrites it and everything like that. In the old days, the 60s and 70s, the literary journal was really kind of like the literary internet in a way, you know. But I think there's something here for young writers, and we've got some great writing programs in this, two really fine writing programs in this state. Here at Boise State and at the University of Idaho.
So it's really opening up maybe people's eyes to the writers and to the artists who are in the Intermountain West, because some people may not know.
Right, right. And features that I really kind of invite people to maybe consider submitting work. We've got a feature called rereadings. I know we can't be timely to do reviews of new literary, novels or literature, but one of the features in the book is we call it rereadings, where we really ask people to write about a book that you've come back to again and again, and why.
Oh, neat!
So that in a way, the essay, we learn more about the writer than about the book. And in here, writers talk about, Chuck Gilford talks about Willa Cather's My Antonia and an old classic novel.
Right.
Another writer from Northern Idaho writes about Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian.
Oh, interesting.
And I think you really get to know I want to get to know the writer as much as
and it kind of opens that up.
Right.
Where can people get the book if they're interested?
Well, right now, locally, obviously, Rediscovered Books, of course. And throughout the state, Walworth & Carpenter in Pocatello, at Book People in University, or up in Moscow, and, of course, at LimberlostPress.com.
I want to thank you for coming in today. I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks a lot.
My guest today, Rick Artinger. He is the publisher of the 2019 Limberlost Review.